Greetings, ladies and gents. It's Tuesday. It's 20 to 6. And that can only mean one thing. Sadly, I don't know what that one thing is. Nevertheless, I was thinking just now, in fact, before I started audiobooing, that Martin mentioned most every weekend we can manage, me and my friend Rupert are walking in the Peak District and similar sort of areas. And I can't remember if I have mentioned that actually. Anyway, that's what we're doing. So there you go. And anyway, I was thinking that what would be quite fun to do now would be to maybe chuck an audio boo out while we're having lunch part way through the day. Might be quite fun just to get audio boo on and talk about the walk so far and where we've got to go and all that kind of thing. Could be quite amusing. And I especially feel like I missed a... I'm walking on a very metal bridge. Yeah, I kind of missed a trick on Sunday. It would have been perfect to audio boo lunch because we walked Lord Seat and Mam Tor, which... if you've walked the Peak District before, you'll know what that means. If you haven't, then we did a big walk. We took 2 5 or 6 mile walks and stuck them together to make a 12, basically. It took us 6 hours. We started at 10 o'clock in the morning and finished at pretty much 4 on the dot. We broke for lunch at about 1-ish, 1:15. And we decided to get out of the way. There was quite a lot of walkers out. And what we decided to do was to just go off the track a little bit and sit in a foresty sort of area. and eat in the quiet and peace of the trees. Which we did for about 5 minutes, maybe a bit longer. We were sitting in this foresty area, and first I was aware of some light music. I could hear music coming through, filtering through from the trees. That was a bit weird, because we couldn't see anywhere that it could come from. But that wasn't the weird bit. The music kind of petered out. And we were sitting enjoying the peace and quiet. And Roop turned to me and said, "Do you know what's weird, John? What's kind of worrying me at the moment?" And I said, "No, Roop, what's that?" He says, "That buzzing sound." And I stopped chewing and listened. And he was right, there was a buzzing. Yeah, this is kind of weird. What is that? And it suddenly dawned on me that it wasn't traffic or anything like that. Suddenly, the more I could hear it, the more I realised it was bees. Quite a lot of bees. And I thought, oh yeah, that is quite weird. But never mind, it sounds like it's ages away. It sounds like it's miles away and it's just reverberating through the trees maybe, or something like that. We carried on eating for another couple of minutes. And then the more we listened, the closer the sound of the bees got. And it did, I mean, it sounded like it was a proper huge swarm of bees. And it was starting to get closer. And it was also hard to tell where it was coming from. And in fact, on a couple of occasions, it sounded like the bees were right behind us. And we ruminated on this for a few seconds. I looked at Roop, Roop looked at me, and I said, shall we go and eat in the clearing? Yes, I think that's a very good idea. So we ended up running off and running. I ran, certainly, clutching bits of food and things, running out and sitting out in the sunshine in an open field where you weren't sitting in a forest of bees, which we basically were. And yes, maybe that story falls a bit flat with me telling it to you now, but just imagine what a really good audio boo that would have been if we'd have just been talking about the walk and then just gradually the forest of bees impeded on the recording. But sadly, that's not what happened, so we're just going to have to live with it.